You're listening to the Talk Story Radio Network.
Welcome to another edition of Swoop's World, right here on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happiness. Our number, if you want to give us a call tonight, is 562-912-3444. You can always email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Once again, if you want to give us a call, that number is 562-912-3444. Now just sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Another edition of Swoop's World. It's a live broadcast. Well, we do have live. We're live every week, but this is a, what do we call these? A live special. Broadcasting live from the Mirage Mediterranean Grill in Long Beach for First Friday's Long Beach, which happens every month, the first Friday of every month, down here in the Bixby Knolls, Cal Heights area of Long Beach. So it's a lot of good things going on right where we're going to be. Michelle Mangione will be performing here tonight. And I don't know who else is performing with her because I haven't had a chance to go there and take a look at the bill. I should have asked Paula when I first got here, but it's been setting up, and then we had a little technical difficulty, but we're rocking and rolling now. And we welcome you all to the show each month here in the Bixby Knolls area. As I said, they host First Fridays Long Beach, and things going on up and down the avenue each week. You know, all the businesses down there have things going on, whether it's art, music, different performances from, oh gosh, I could say probably pretty much from like 36 all the way down to close to Carson. So plenty of things going on. I know the Expo has a new exhibit. I saw Doug post something that they just got that set up yesterday for tonight, and every place in between. So if you're in the area or headed out this way, come on, check it out. Very, very cool event that happens each month here, and plenty of things to do. Family friendly, things for kids, things for adults, after hours for adults, plenty of things going on, so you want to check that out. Let's see, what else we got going on? We had a really good week with shows this week. Wednesday night, we had James Aday as our guest, and he came in studio and thrilled us with some live performances, as well as we played some songs off his CD. Good reggae sound, dubstep type stuff. So just get a chance to check that out. It's all in the archive. The guest performing with Michelle today would be Christina Mallory. She'll be opening for Michelle, and I think that starts at 8 o'clock. So you still have plenty of time to get down here for that, and check her out, and then check out Michelle Mangione. On Thursday show, our Thursday primetime show, we had Kim Cameron from Side Effects calling in from the East Coast, I believe Washington, D.C., and had a good chance to check. We always love having Kim on the show. She's always a fun interview and a really cool person to talk to, and she also has a new CD out, so you might want to check that out. We're going to go into our first break, and I'm going to let you hear something from one of our guests, or maybe even both of them. You're listening to The Swoop's World on the Talk Story Radio Network. This one is from Kim from her band Side Effects, and this is called Spin Me Ever After. Be back after this.
You always looking at my phone. I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk Story Radio Network.
Hey, there's a sharp hole in the wall, and you're listening to Soup's World.
And welcome back live to Swoops World on the Talk Story Radio Network. And we're here live, broadcasting live from First Fridays in Long Beach in Bixby Knolls. And we're out broadcasting from the Mirage Mediterranean Grill. And tonight is Christina Mallory will be opening for Michelle Mangione. So that should be a good show. And you still have plenty of time to get on down for that one. That one starts at 8 o'clock. Other things have already started happening along the avenue here. There's, you know, right at the corner of Bixby Road and Atlantic, there is kind of an information booth, and you can stop by there and find out what's going on in all the shops and all the stores and all the little locations. Things are going happening down here, so you can go down and check that out. And Peter's here.
So, this is why I don't attend First Fridays any longer. Because when I come here, I meet all sorts of people I don't want to have to talk to. Now I have to talk to
you. You keep on rolling, man.
I talked to our council member months ago because I had the good fortune.
There you go.
And then there was somebody else whose name I don't remember any longer, but who remembered me. So I had the good fortune to talk to them as well.
And there you have it.
So that's why I'm late.
So how's your day been?
Also, I have my family in tow. Day's been okay.
Yeah, my son's running around here somewhere.
Yeah?
Yeah, he'll be back in a little bit. He hoofed it over to his friend's house, and then I said, well, you stop back by here.
He's got friends in the area?
He came here, and his friend lives off of just about a block from Roxanne's.
Oh.
So he walked back there to walk back here. But hey, whatever.
That makes total sense. I mean, 15, 16 years old. Perfect logic right there.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, a couple things I want to let people know about. Paula, who works with Michelle, she's involved in this benefit screening, which is going to be happening in October, Saturday, October 13th at 7 p.m. at the Orange Public Library Foundation is putting it on. And it's a very special presentation. It's The Wrecking Crew, a film by Danny Tedesco. And The Wrecking Crew, my understanding, is they're a band. They're session musicians, I believe. And they played with everybody back in the day on all the different records from people. Wrecking Crew members, along with testimonials from Dick Clark, Herb Albert, Glenn Campbell, Cher, Brian Wilson, Jimmy Webb, Gary Lewis, and many, many more. So it's proposed to be a very, very cool film. You know, a lot of history behind it, and that's going to be in October. And for more information on it, it's going to be at the Foligno Theater, Chapman University Film School in Old Town Orange. And there should be a website out there somewhere. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I will find that before the night's over and put that out for you. So there you have it. What else? It was a lot of crowd? Was it a big crowd coming down here?
Not really. It looks like people are kind of waiting for the sun to set.
Yeah.
You know, it's still a little bit twilight right now. People look like people are just starting to roll off, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
But it looks like they're set up for a busy night. They got stuff already, you know, on the street.
Yeah.
They're ready to go.
Cool.
Just waiting for the people to show, which should be a pretty well-attended event, I would imagine.
Can you read that website there, brother?
Yeah. The O, so it's www. W, don't forget one of those W's. OPLFoundation.org. So OPLFoundation.org.
And that's where you can get more information on the Wrecking Crew event. So check that out. And for those of you in the chat room, I will put that in the chat room right now. OPL Foundation. .org. So check that out. Supposed to be a good event, and from what I understand, from talking to Paula about the Wrecking Crew, these guys were involved in so much music over the years, so should be good. Be good. Check that out.
Sounds cool.
Like I said, there's things going on all up and down the avenue. You can check that out if you can make it down. I know that there's something happening in the expo. I believe there's a new exhibit at the Historical Society of Long Beach. All the new restaurants, not new restaurants, but a lot of the restaurants have things involved going on. One of the restaurants was recently on Kitchen Makeovers or whatever, Ramsey's Kitchen Nightmares or something like that. That's Nino's. So you can go there and check that out, see what the changes they made there.
There's a new wine bar on the avenue.
New wine bar on the avenue, that's right, a new wine bar.
Yeah, my wife's been there a couple times, likes it a lot. Then there's a new bike shop, new-ish. The workshop. I'm assuming they're open.
Yeah, they're always
the crêperie. That's new.
Crêperie. That's right. The one from Belmont Shore opened up one down here. It's a second. Oh, that's good.
That was where the Cuban place that never happened. that's where that is.
Yeah, they actually opened the doors and something that people inside because that
the
thing,
doors
that thing
as
is
a crêperie. That's crazy. But anyhow, that's and I actually don't know anybody who's been there yet, so I can't say whether that's a good vibe or not, but we walked by today.
Yeah,
my wife and I did, and it looks cool. So I'll give them credit for that.
That's a start.
To actually have
that place open for a change, not just be a sign, a mystery sign. That's good. We're gonna take another quick break. We're gonna let you hear something from Michelle Mangione, and let's see, what are we gonna listen to here? Where to go? This is called What is a Saint? We'll be back after this.
Are you ready? To be someone. To a stranger. Of less fortune. would you offer up your smile just for the love of it? What is a saint to you? Are you willing to be nameless without shelter? So feed love today if you want to watch it grow.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Talk Story Radio.
This is Carrie Wade, and you're listening to Scoop's World.
Easy to constant spin, I ask as I begin to once again feel unsettled in my skin.
And back live, excuse me, right here at the Mirage, man. And we just heard Michelle doing like a sound check.
Yeah.
So they're getting ready to fire things up. Well, it's just 7:29. Yeah, they'll be starting up in about half an hour. And I see people starting to flow in. I think things are starting to start to pick up out here.
Looks like people are starting to roll in.
I know that person right there. Hi, Bella.
Thank you.
As they wander through. Things are starting to pick up. And... this thing, what time do you think most things shut down around here? Around 10, 11?
On Fridays, it all goes later. So, you know, you got the places that stay up till like...
Yeah, the restaurants and stuff stay up till 2, right?
The restaurants, I think they stay open till like midnight.
Yeah.
And then those who are serving alcohol go even later than that. Most of the time, everything around here is shut down by 10 on a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Not a late night place, except for when First Fridays is going. Then it rocks.
So, yeah, you have plenty of time to get on down and hang. It's not like you have to get down here and turn around and leave. Things should be going on till the late hours of the night, especially for here. The big red bus just drove by, and that's kind of a cool thing. If you're out on foot, walking up and down the avenue and you want to check some places out, the big red bus is a double-decker London-type bus, and it... transports people up and down here for free, and all I have to do is just jump on it when it stops. And it stops all up and down.
All up and down the avenue, both sides.
And it's kind of a fun little ride.
Yeah.
Especially if you get the kids, they like that.
Yeah.
You get to go upstairs and then look down on everybody as you drive by. But, so come on down, jump on that, and you can do a little bar hopping on that too.
That's right. A pub crawl. We don't have too many pubs, but you can pretend.
You can pretend. Several places to get an adult beverage, right?
There is that. Just not a lot of pubs.
Then you can jump on that and ride to the next one. It stops just about anywhere and everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard people go, can we stop here? And he goes, okay, this is good.
There's a place for him to get out of traffic.
Yeah.
Stop.
It's no real route, so. But it's fun. It's fun to do. And see you tomorrow. Because this is one of those few months where it's get the back-to-back. There's my boy. He's back. What's up, Tristan? How you doing? Tyler. Like, he's got too many T friends.
Yeah, I know how that is.
Tonight is First Fridays here in the Bixby Knolls area. Tomorrow night is actually Second Saturdays, which is in the East Village. And I believe there's also the Latin Parade tomorrow. There's a lot of stuff happening in Long Beach. This weekend.
Yeah.
And so if you're out looking for some fun activities, and I would say to beat the heat, but I don't think you're going to beat it. But there's plenty of things to do. It's supposed to be rather warm again tomorrow. It's all good. Tonight, though, is First Fridays, and if you can get on down, come on and check it out. I know there's several music acts going on tonight. I actually saw a band or something playing in the courtyard at Bacon Broil. on the way over here.
Really?
So, kind of a jazz, sound like a little jazz ensemble type thing.
Wow.
So, yeah, just about anywhere you go.
Usually there's not stuff that far south.
No. And I understand tonight that the Knowles Ranger will be performing a vow renewal ceremony for somebody who's been married 50 years.
Is she authorized to do that?
Apparently so. Maybe a very...
I'd like to see those potentials.
Maybe in specific areas.
I guess it's just re-upping.
Yeah, it's just...
you know.
I don't think there's any legalities involved with that, right?
Who knows? Hopefully, you know.
But plenty of fun things to do. So, like I said earlier, that one of our guests this week was James Adet. And we're going to listen to one from him. This is called Rise Up. You're listening to the Swoops World on the Talkstar Radio Network. Back after this.
Got a nice little vibe and thing, you know. Coming rough for that drum and bass, man. Niceness. We dedicate this one to all righteous people. See? Tell me a little something. We've got years to come and years to go.
Different culture, we bear sovereignty, John Collar. We stand up as one. This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And now we have an 8-year-old on the line. Welcome to Our World Today. What's your question?
Our continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that 71% is comprised of water. Man automatically adapts to environmental conditions. So why do I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. Brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Talk Story Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.
This is OC singer-songwriter Justin Swallow, and you're listening to Swoop's World.
Crying on the floor, drinking whiskey from a glass, I was an awful man.
And we're back live from the Mirage on First Fridays, and we're here with Michelle Mangione.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Michelle?
I'm good.
So you're back here. It's been a while since you last were here, huh?
I know. It's been a while because we've had a really busy summer, which has been good. It's weird because I really missed it here. And it's not weird. It's like I knew that I would, but I missed it. This is like home, you know?
Goodbye. It feels comfortable, right?
It does. It's great. They've been filming a lot of Dexter here over the summer.
I noticed that. I've driven by here a couple times. The trucks are out.
Really?
Yeah.
I know they filmed here a lot about, not last, maybe not the last two seasons, but the season before that. Because I didn't even recognize it at first. And you know, when the scene came on, and then I'm looking again, like, that's the Mirage.
Yeah, I know a couple people tell me that. They're like, oh my god, that's a place that you play.
That's kind of cool.
Kind of scary. Yeah. Frightening.
So, who's opening for you tonight?
Christina Mallory, aka Christina Rose, who's just got the most beautiful, rich, low voice. And she came back. Tonight is Stand Up to Cancer Night.
Right.
And Christina had been diagnosed with throat cancer, didn't sing for a long time.
Oh, we've interviewed her before.
She came back, and she's singing tonight again. This is the second time she's been here. The first time she was here was the first time that she had actually sang.
That's right.
After her,
a long time,
whole ordeal. So I'm thinking that we should like pass the hat and then call Stand Up Cancer and just pledge it.
Pledge it.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
We'll do that.
That's right. Now I know who she is.
Christina, she's great. She's a songwriter. She's a really, really good singer. She just has a really great tone. You know, singers that have that little something extra, that nice tone. She's got that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you did a lot. We were talking a lot. We played a lot this summer.
Writing and finally it's recording again. And
really?
Exciting. Yeah. Cool. Actually, before we came here, I'm going. Actually, I just finished writing a song with Exene Cervenka.
Yeah.
So we're going in the studio next week.
A past guest?
Yes, we had.
We did?
We had it sent out about a month and a half, 2 months ago. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
She was funny. Really interesting.
She's got a lot of
interview. Yeah.
Good stuff to say.
A lot of energy. I mean, she was just like.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yep.
So that was fun. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So she's always working with somebody cool.
I know.
She works with somebody, but she's got so.
Talk about you.
She works with more people than I do. I just keep myself busy.
Yeah.
It's like, I need like just a mishmash of things going on. I can't just have one thing.
No,
I'm too ADD.
Now I've seen you've been playing up in Arrowhead a lot too.
Yeah, we did a few shows. In fact, I got a cajon out of one of the shows we did. I traded the guy a cajon because I fell in love with a cajon that was at a coffee shop. I sat on it. I fell in love with it. I said, I have to have it. He's like, well, it's mine. You know, it's the house cajon. I'm like, well, so how do I get it? And he said, well, let's see. I can't really sell it. I went back 3 times, and I finally talked him into it and said, hey, here's the deal. I'm going to give you some money. I'm going to give you a little practice cajon. And you know that practice
yeah.
cajon. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, would you be willing to play here on a Saturday or something? I'm like, yeah, cool. Okay, so we did it. It was great. And then we did the concert series a couple times. We opened for the Motels.
Oh, wow.
And Martha Davis.
Yeah.
And we did a Super Luxury concert series. It's really fun up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really cool.
I haven't been Arrowhead for years.
Me either. What's the kind of music scene up there? Is it a big thing, or is it just like just one location?
What do you mean, in terms of the music?
Just the overall scene in that area.
You know, they have a lot. There's a lot more art,
mm-hmm.
it seems, now. In fact, we just played at a gallery. It's called D Gallery. We just played there, and... that was really cool. It's owned by a guy that started Uncle Jam magazine. It used to be a newspaper. It's been around since like the 70s.
Right.
You know? It's just one of those kind of underground things. Well, this guy owns an art gallery up there, and it's beautiful. And we played this gallery, and it's mostly their concert series is in one place. I mean, it's not a big,
right.
You know, Arrowhead Village is really small.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know. Yeah, but they bring some really fun music up there.
Very cool.
That's cool, yeah.
Now, you're recording again, and you got a lot of gigs lined up between now and the end of the year?
Not so much. I'm really trying to focus now on getting the rest of this recording finished.
Uh-huh.
Have a seat.
Hey. I got 15 minutes. 15. Okay.
15 minutes.
15 minutes, and here's Christina.
Hello.
How you doing, Christina?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, and you're going to be opening tonight?
Yes, I am, with some original looks on.
Very cool, very cool.
And great, we're all going to be crying.
That's my whole, you know, design. If you don't cry, then it wasn't a good song.
You do your job.
That's right. I mean, if I'm going to open myself up and bleed all over stage, dang it, you better cry.
You better feel it, right?
Yes,
we
will, I'm
sure. So, we talked to you once before. We saw it over there when you first... came back to the stage.
Yes.
Have you been doing a lot since then?
Actually, this is my second time back to the stage since, I've been in remission. So, thank you again, Michelle, for giving me another opportunity to sing in public.
Very cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Pass it up. We ran into each other at Sawdust.
Did you really?
Yeah. And so, I'm like, oh, hey, I'm doing the Mirage again. Come and sing.
That's
happy
awesome.
To be free, so...
Yeah, and my mom's a big fan, so she wanted to meet her, so I had to go over there and go, excuse me, Michelle, hate to bother you, but can you meet my mom?
She was very
But that was after you told your mom, no problem, I got this handled. That's very cool. You've done a lot of writing lately?
I haven't done a lot of writing lately, nothing that I've finished, so I'm still in the process.
Yeah.
The good news is my heart hasn't been broken for a while, so I don't have any material.
Bunch of upbeat songs
and
now.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, that's very cool, and we're looking forward to hearing you play again. I remember last time was really good, and it's great to see you back.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to wrap things up. You listen to Swoop Show on Talk Show Radio Network, and we're broadcasting live from the Mirage, First Fridays. And if you get on down here by 8 o'clock, you get to see Christina, and then Michelle. So head on down, and let's see. What do you want to watch? This is Robert John and the Wreck. Be back after this.
Yesterday, saw the prettiest flower girl that I ever did see. Yesterday, her green eyes, they got to me. They got to me. Hey, baby, you came right over and sat with me. Hey, baby,
just come over and let silence be. Oh, fragrance of a flower, girl. Songs that you sang to me as a kid, as a kid. Oh. Flower girl that I ever did see. Yesterday, her red hair, it got to me. Yes, it got to me.
This is Parker Ainsworth. You're listening to Swoop's World, where things are awesome all the time. Remember that. Thanks.
Me and Mama driving. Don't know why she's crying out again.
Man, thank you for that ID from the ultra cool Parker Ainsworth. And that's going to about do it for us tonight. If you get a chance, head on down to Bixby Knowles area here in Long Beach for First Fridays. Plenty of things to do, plenty of things to see. You still have time to make it down to the Mirage and check out the show here. And this week, well, next week on Swoop's World, Wednesday night, Mark Platt joins us for Swoop's World Late Night. And Thursday, Justin Swallow joins us for Swoop's World Primetime. Anything, any other words of wisdom there, Peter?
Life is short. Eat your dessert first.
You are fired up and on a roll. That's going to do it for us. Everybody have a safe, wonderful weekend. Stay cool if you can.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual...
Good night, all.
Good night.
...do not necessarily reflect those of Talk Story Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.